BFM 89.9, Darren Hunter with you on the Pulse, the show that brings you the latest indie music, world, and fresh new music.
Yep, and that fresh new music that you heard just now was from Anderson .Paak featuring Rick Ross with Karamin.
Great tune. Right, our first story of the evening will be on classical music. Anif, are you a fan of classical music?
I'm indifferent, I have to be honest. Sorry.
Indifferent is a very safe way to put it, but I'll take it. So over the last couple of months, I would say, we've done a bunch of stories on how online streaming have seen a massive spike during the lockdown. You know, things like Netflix and especially music, you know, Spotify, Deezer, what have you. And zooming in a little bit, a very interesting research by the Record Label Association, BPI, and the RPO, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, in collaboration with the streaming service Deezer, they released a research that found that the popularity of classical music is rising among young listeners. So these are a group of people that are not indifferent about classical music at all.
Wait, how young are they?
So, below 35. That's still pretty young. And I'm with you, honey. If you know, I'll be the first to put my hand up to admit that I know close to nothing about classical music. And I was genuinely pleasantly surprised when I read the research that about classical music, you know, which is one of the world's oldest music genres going mainstream. As you know, or as I would assume, you know, classical music is often associated with, I guess, older people, inverted commas.
Yeah, I suppose so, but also among people with, I guess, quote unquote, taste, right?
Taste, yes. We don't have taste. We're indifferent about it. The research, which is pretty interesting, like I said, used official streaming data. They found that 37% of the global classical music streams on Deezer within the last 12 months were listened a lot by people under 35, a 17% increase on last year. Those under 35 is also the most likely age group to listen to orchestral music during lockdown. Mozart was, I guess, the most popular classical composer on the platform, followed by Bach. Two names that I probably know in classical music, but that, just that two.
Yeah, same here, Darrell. Don't worry, same here. I'm with you.
Hans Zimmer, does he count?
Hans Zimmer.
More movie soundtrack,
yeah.
But still classical by essence, right? Apparently, it's a trend, like the data show in the last 12 months, it's a trend that's been going on for a while, but accelerated by the lockdown. And although I don't really understand it, the appeal of classical music, I'm glad that, you know, such a niche genre is expanding and finding its place in the modern music world. Of course, you know, this is helped by a whole bunch of factors, the ease of discovery through Spotify, through music streaming platforms. But also, one other reason is that throughout the years, a bunch of movies, like we mentioned, Hans Zimmer, So for a lot of people, those are, I guess, the starting points to classical music. You know, listen to a great tune, a great soundtrack in the movie, and then you go research on it, and then they led on to other things, and they become fans.
Yeah, because I think classical music, like you said just now, the essence of it is essentially orchestral nature, right?
Yep.
So, and a lot of movie soundtracks, especially, I mean, the one done by Hans Zimmer, I suppose, relies on orchestra as well. So I guess, to a certain extent, that's probably an entry point to the kind of music
for sure
that they are probably, again, attuned to. I'm not a huge music soundtrack guy. I mean, I'm beginning to develop that taste.
And it clearly shows in this piece, because keep mentioning three names, right? Mozart, Bach, and Hans Zimmer. We have exhausted all our classical music capabilities.
And even Hans Zimmer, I would argue, is not technically classical. So
given. Yeah. But here we're talking about the research. The research showed that listeners felt that listening to orchestral / classical music during lockdown helped them relax and maintain a sense of calmness and well-being. So that I can understand. Further, 18% said the genre lifted their spirits in isolation. So great thing. And while researching on this story, I discovered a thing called mood listening. Have you heard of that before?
Not really, but I think I can guess what it is based on the name, right?
So it allows listeners to select music to match their emotions, activity, or situation. So I think that is one of the, if I'm not mistaken, one of the features on Deezer. You know, how are you feeling right now? What you like to listen to? So maybe that's another way also of how people discovers classical music through those mood listening things. Mood playlists. Deezer has mood playlists as well, you know, so like calm piano, classical classical music for sleep playlists, they also all saw a rise in these past few months. And interestingly enough, this is one thing that I never thought about, but classical music fans and classical listeners also show a greater appreciation of the album, streaming more albums in full than fans of other genres.
Wow, yeah, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I love listening to albums too. I kind of think of it as a book, page 1, page 10, what have you. But I guess when it's classical, that's not really one track, right? It's like one long track.
Yeah, it depends.
I guess.
Yeah, it depends on whether they're arranged accordingly to be as such. I'm a fan of concept albums as well, especially concept albums that are musically linked. Mm. So if you think about it, like 10 songs can sound like one giant song.
Mm.
Yeah, so I like that. I don't know whether classical music's I don't know whether classical music they're arranged as such.
Mm.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I guess if you look at it in the way of how classical concerts are run, I guess it's very structured. It almost sounds like one long piece.
Mm.
Rarely any breaks, I would like to say, but then again, I'm assuming.
Well, they probably have intermission.
Yeah, intermission.
Another
okay.
term that I guess we're not that familiar with.
So, today, what I really wanted to explore is, I guess, the effects of classical music and what benefits exactly does the genre have on the brain and the body. Classical music and relaxation go hand in hand. I guess, you know, things like soft sounds from string instruments are definitely beautiful to listen to and calming. The calming effect of music is due to the release of the dopamine in the body, which improves a person's mood and also blocks the release of stress. So definitely, I guess, needed during this worldwide pandemic and the lockdown. Classical music also affects people of all ages, you know, like how I mentioned just now that I often associate classical music to older people or elder people. Classical music affects people mentally, subconsciously, from all ages, all stages of life, from babies to the elderly. Benefits include improved sleep, reduced stress, better memory, lowers blood pressure, and also a higher emotional intelligence. All these attributes that I really need in life right now.
And I'm not surprised that because of these reasons, that's why I guess classical music is gaining popularity.
Yeah.
Because of these effects, right? I think especially during this time of pandemic, I think people do need things that will calm them. Yeah.
I mean, I'm definitely not part of that, you know, that group, but I can see how it'll help a lot of people, especially people that are, I guess, around our age. They're, you know, stressed with the rat race of life and going home, listening to classical music.
Yeah, and not to, I guess, pat our generation on the back so much, but I guess we're a bit more open-minded to, I guess, exploring new things, right?
Yeah, so.
And even if new things mean old things.
Yeah. Also, the Mozart effect, popularized by a 1993 study in which researchers analyzed students listening to classical music before doing some tests, and the results were the researchers found that the students performed better when answering questions after listening to classical music. I really wish that this was a permanent feature, like I listen to one classical music, one composition from a classical artist, and I get smarter straight away. But but no, it does help, you know, calm your body down before you do a certain task. I don't know. I never thought of listening to classical music when I relax. I like jazz music, so I listen to jazz a lot. But it doesn't really, I guess, thinking about, you know, it helps me relax, but also it puts me to sleep. In a way, classical music, I guess, a bit more up tempo and things like that. I don't know. What do you listen to when you're trying to relax?
Ironically, I listen to my favorite music, my favorite genre, in fact, metal, I guess, to calm me down to a certain extent. So I can see where this research is coming, to be fair, but I also, in my case, it's slightly different.
Mm.
Yeah, I can actually go to sleep listening to Metallica, weirdly.
Okay. That's a nice segue. But before that, before we head on to the next tune, we're asking you on the program today, what do you listen to relax? Are you a classical fan? Do you think classical music will remain popular post-pandemic? Feel free to tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Okay, speaking of metal music and classical, two genres that are on polar opposites, but this band and this duo that call themselves a hardcore classical band, they call the Mozart Heroes, and this is their version of Metallica's Nothing Else Matters, right here on The Pulse. Stay tuned, Daryl and Hanif with you, right here on BFM 89.9.